Hi, and welcome to the Apple Accessibility Podcast Episode 4, demonstrating the a cappella voices for use with VoiceOver and other applications. The InfoVox iVox application is used in this demo to demonstrate the a cappella British and US voices. You will hear VoiceOver with the Alex voice, what you are hearing now, navigating to each voice on the table. Each voice demo is then played by pressing the Command key plus L to listen to the selected voice. In doing this, you will be able to compare Alex against these other voices. This demo was using the 30-day trial of the a cappella British and US voices. Each voice can be purchased separately. Once the voices are installed, to access the a cappella voices using VoiceOver, which must be running, hold down Control plus Option plus Command, press left or right arrow to cycle to voices, press down to go to the desired voice. You will also hear all of the default voices, and release all keys to select your desired voice. Now to the demo of each voice. Graham InfoVox iVox HQ. Listen to select.
Hello, I am Graham, the male British English speech synthesis voice from a cappella. Efficient, fast and of very high quality, why not try me out with your own words in the context of your application?
Heather InfoVox iVox HQ. Listen to select.
Hi, I'm Heather, the female American English speech synthesis voice from a cappella. Efficient, fast and of very high quality, why not try me out with your own words?
Kenny InfoVox iVox 8Q. Listen to select.
Hi, I'm Kenny, the child American English speech synthesis voice from a cappella. Efficient, fast and of very high quality, why not try me out with your own words?
Laura InfoVox iVox 8Q. Listen to select.
Hi, I'm Laura, the female American English speech synthesis voice from a cappella. Efficient, fast and of very high quality, why not try me out with your own words?
Lucy InfoVox iVox 8Q. Listen to select.
Hello, I am Lucy, the female British English speech synthesis voice from a cappella. Efficient, fast and of very high quality, why not try me out with your own words in the context of your application?
Nelly InfoVox iVox 8Q. Listen to select.
Hi, I'm Nelly, the child American English speech synthesis voice from a cappella. Efficient, fast and of very high quality, why not try me out with your own words?
Peter InfoVox iVox 8Q. Listen to select.
Hello, I am Peter, the male British English speech synthesis voice from a cappella. Efficient, fast and of very high quality, why not try me out with your own words in the context of your application?
Rachel InfoVox iVox 8Q. Listen to select.
Hello, I am Rachel, the female British English speech synthesis voice from a cappella. Efficient, fast and of very high quality, why not try me out with your own words in the context of your application?
Ryan InfoVox iVox 8Q. Listen to select.
Hi, I'm Ryan, the male American English speech synthesis voice from a cappella. Efficient, fast and of very high quality, why not try me out with your own words?
Now time for our two tips. Tip 1. If you are at the desktop of your Mac, Shift plus Command plus E will take you to the Applications folder. Shift plus Command plus H will take you to your Home folder. Shift plus Command plus O will take you to your Documents folder. Tip 2. If VoiceOver is running on your iPhone, touch or iPad and the screen is locked, just press the Home button to hear the time. Remember, you can always email the folks at accessibility@apple.com for assistance or visit the official Apple Accessibility webpage at http://www.apple.com/accessibility. For any feedback concerning these podcasts, you can contact David by the following options. Email him at davidw9@tpgtangopapagolf.com.au. Follow him on Twitter at dwoodbridge, that is D as in David and Woodbridge, all one word. Access his blog, news interests, and assistive technology bookmark sites at http://www.samobile.net/users/dwoodbrr. This concludes episode 4. Demonstrating the a cappella voices for use with VoiceOver and other applications of the Apple Accessibility Podcast.